It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, why getting chatty with strangers could make us all happier.
First, we're focusing on the latest news about the VA scandal. There's a growing list of Veterans Administration hospitals being accused of keeping secret waiting lists that hide the delays veterans face when trying to get care. A federal investigation started after allegations came to light about long waits for care at a Phoenix hospital, which may have led to deaths.
This weekend, a hospital in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was added to that list of hospitals accused of secret waiting lists. A whistleblower at that hospital told the Daily Beast that Veterans Administration officials are actually destroying records to help hide the scandal.
On Friday, VA Undersecretary for Health Dr. Robert Petzl resigned. Critics say his resignation isn't enough, and he was already planning to retire later this year. And some are calling for the resignation of VA Secretary Eric Shinseki.
Dan Dellinger is with us. He's the National Commander of the American Legion. Commander Dellinger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rob, for having me.
So let's start at the beginning of this story. When did you first hear about this scandal emerging?
Well, we've been monitoring this for quite a while. It's you know, it didn't just start with Phoenix. We saw care being avoided or being postponed about 2 years ago on the East Coast down in South Carolina. There's been IG reports that we've been monitoring. And you know, of course, we always heard, well, they're fixing the problem. But evidently, this hasn't been a fix. It's a continuing situation.
So part one of the problem here is a long line for care at a lot of these VA hospitals. What is leading to that?
I really believe that they're understaffed. You know, they keep saying about what they call fee-based or contract services out in the public community, but a lot of these doctors just won't enter into agreements because the rates that the VA wants to pay them for these care just doesn't equal what they can get in the private sector.
But one of the troubling things here is that apparently the waiting lists are there, the waiting times are there, but people who work at some of these hospitals are intentionally obscuring the wait.
That's true. That is true. And that's very disturbing that they would do that. And then we've also heard allegations of doctors when if they haven't been seen, the doctors will actually delete it off the patient record and then tell them to reschedule so that they don't have that wait time.
And in some cases, I see that those long wait times are being entered as happening because that's what the patient, the veteran, wanted, when in fact it's all that was available to the veteran. How is that a part of the problem too?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All these are contributing factors, and we attribute that, of course, to the leadership of the VA.
And we saw, as we mentioned, Dr. Robert Petzl resign on Friday. He was the VA Undersecretary for Health. Do you think that the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, Eric Shinseki, should follow? Should he be resigning too?
Yes, he should. We came out, the American Legion, the nation's largest veterans organization, came out with a resolution, and I had a press conference asking for him and the two undersecretaries, both Hickey and Petzl, to step down due to failed leadership and oversight.
When Secretary Shinseki took over back in 2009, he said he was going to tackle patient access problems, try to get these waiting lists shorter. Did you have high hopes? Did you think he was going to make a difference?
Of course. I mean, General Shinseki, when he came aboard, we had the utmost respect for him. We still do, as a patriot, of course, for his war hero. But it's entirely different being the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He needed to step up, and unfortunately, we haven't seen that happen.
And we've been talking about the sort of bureaucratic problems here. How big a health impact has this had on veterans, these long waits?
Oh, it's had a tremendous impact. I mean, I get emails from veterans saying that they're totally disheartened by these allegations, and they just won't even seek care in the VA system at this point.
Really? So they see these problems and are not going to seek care. I mean, are you encouraging veterans to still work with the VA system as best they can?
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, we're partners with the VA. We always have been. I mean, we were there to help with the Veterans Administration was formed in 1930. We helped the secretary's job become a cabinet level in 1989. We've been very vocal in all of this to ensure our veterans get the best care possible. And we're still there. We want them to utilize that VA system, but we also want the VA system to step up to the plate here. I mean, they need to look at these allegations, not just the newest ones in Phoenix or now what we're hearing in Albuquerque, but some of these others. But this is the straw that broke that back. This has been going on for a long time, and they need to correct the situation now.
Well, apart from a change in leadership at the top, as you said, you'd like to see General Shinseki resign from his post. What needs to change, say, in the next year? What kind of changes would you like to see to move in the right direction?
There has to be a cultural change within the VA. They need to know that this is not acceptable. They need to know it from the top down. And the accountability starts at the very top. But the president needs to come out and state that this is not right. I heard him say that he's madder than H. But saying it and actions are two different things. And we need the administration right now to step forward and stand shoulder to shoulder with the VA and make sure that these things happen.
Well, the accountability side kind of covers up the covering up these long waiting lists. What would you like to see happen to lower the wait for veterans seeking medical care?
They need to better staff the facilities. They need to work with the veterans to make sure that when they need that they need this care, that they have the personnel there to do it. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Is that a funding issue mainly?
It is. I mean, some places where in America, especially in the western states, the VA officials there are some of the highest paid people in the areas. But you get to the East Coast, and that's not the case. And they can't use one solution for the entire system. They need to look at each VISN, and this country is divided up into regions or called VISNs, and they need to make adjustments there so that they have the available funds to properly staff and offer the services necessary.
This is getting a lot of attention from Congress. You yourself testified just, I think it was last week. Is this just going to be a passing issue for them, or sitting there talking to people in Congress, do you think they're going to tackle this issue and try to maybe provide more funding and deal with this as a long-term issue?
I think they will. You know, it's interesting that the Veterans Affairs Committee and the Budget Office had always wanted to give VA more money, but the secretary said it wasn't necessary. But I mean, that was based upon the figures he had, and the fact that those figures are not accurate. They need the secretary has now ordered an assessment of all hospitals. Utilizing that assessment, then they really need to sit down and figure out what kind of monies they actually need to properly run this system.
And then that's what you want from Congress. Is there something that the president and his administration could do this week that would give you confidence that they're going to really tackle this problem?
They have to give it more in lip service. They need to stand up. The president needs to make a statement. He's only really made statements through his house or the White House staff. He needs to come out and he needs to have a press conference. He needs to tackle this as a number one, as a commander in chief of this country, and make sure that the Veterans Affairs changes its culture.
Commander Dellinger, thank you so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it very much.
We've been talking to Dan Dellinger. He's National Commander of the American Legion.